Today is Wednesday, January 8th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I skipped my orchestra rehearsal tonight. It was the first orchestra rehearsal back. And so Mark texted me this morning, and he said, do you have orchestra tonight? And I said, yeah, why? And he's like, well, would you be able to skip orchestra tonight? And I said, why? And he said, well, there's a Pokemon raid hour tonight. And usually they are on Wednesday nights. And normally I tell him, no, you'll have to go play alone and, you know, all of that because I need to go to orchestra. But the thing is, I don't know. We had our Christmas break, but it wasn't very long. And we had so many performances. And then I did go back to playing in church on Sunday after our break and everything like that. And I don't know. I was just like, you know what? Yes, I can skip. So anyway, he's like, what? Really? And so I worked all day and then we went to raid. Now, before I talk about that, I'll say I worked all day. However, my morning was spent. I've been accomplishing a lot recently. I'm really proud of myself. So this morning, I really needed to get tires. And I will say this, Mark has really been making sure that he mentions it quite often that I need to get tires. And I do, like I said before, I drive to St. Louis once a month. And so my St. Louis trip is coming up this Saturday. And he said, you know, you really need to get those new tires because when I had gone, I don't know, a month and a half ago or whatever, when I took my car to get the oil changed and, you know, I take it to the dealership and it's not the place I bought it, but it's a Nissan dealership. And they kind of look over everything. They change the oil. They do whatever's needed for how many ever miles is on it, all that kind of stuff. And I still have some kind of maintenance plan that I paid for that was way too expensive. I don't know that I'll ever do another maintenance plan again because I paid, I don't know, I want to say it added $3,000 or $4,000 to the cost of the car. And the only thing I've used it for is oil changes. Because it covered oil changes for like up to 3 years or 12 oil changes or something like that. But other than that, if you have things that just need to be done, it didn't cover that. It would only cover maintenance, like if something broke. And it also extended the warranty to 100,000 mile warranty or something like that. So I don't know if it was worth it because nothing has gone wrong. I've not used, other than the oil changes, I haven't used that at all. So I paid $3,000 for 12 oil changes. But then again, you know, you think about insurance, car insurance and health insurance and other things, and how many thousands of dollars you pay. And then, you know, you get sick and have to go to the hospital and, you know, the insurance pays for itself. So it's hard to know. Or like car insurance, you know, you pay all this money and you don't have accidents, you don't have accidents. But then the one day that you do have an accident, you're glad that you have that car insurance. So anyway, I don't know, but I paid a lot. And so I'm not sure what I'll do on the next vehicle on my Maserati that I buy. But he hounded me. And so hounded me. That's a bad choice of words. But anyway, he, you know, made sure that it was top of mind. And so I went to the Discount Tire website yesterday. I had looked at Firestone, which is normally where we go. We have a Firestone really close. And I don't know, for some reason, it's just where we normally go when we get alignments and when we get new tires and stuff like that. And they've always done a really good job. But when I went there a week or two ago and I asked them, you know, do you have tires for my car? And I had the whole discussion. He said, oh, I'm going to have to look around. And then I never called them back. He said, we don't have anything in stock other than the same ones that you had already had. And the problem with the one that I had already had, I made the mistake of letting them put a performance tire on my car that did not have a very high mileage rating. It was only rated for like 10,000 miles. And he was telling me, this guy was telling me, oh, there are tires that are even worse where literally they're made just for performance. They have, you know, he's like, the racing tires literally last for four times around the track or something, and then they throw them away or something like that. But I'm not racing my car, and my car is not a race car anyway. And so basically, I wasn't feeling good about them because I even went to the Firestone website, and they only had like one option, and it was super expensive, other than the one that they had already put on there, which I don't want to do again. So it was either like $150 a tire for the one that I had already used that doesn't last very long, or $350 per tire for this better tire. And so I decided, you know, I'll just try Discount Tire. Why not? So I looked at their website, and they had tons of options, like all weather, summer, winter, run flat, like, you know, all of these different options that they had. And so, and their prices were not bad. They had a tire that was kind of in between the $150 and $350, so it was two something. And but it's all weather. It's like a 50,000 mile rating, so it'll last much longer than this other one. And it's not double the price, but it will last like five times as long. So I think, oh, that's pretty good. So I went ahead and ordered it online, and then they said, you know, we'll email you when it's in, and then you'll schedule your appointment at that point. So I got an email yesterday, and it had a link directly to their scheduling website. Said, hey, let's do 8:30 in the morning on Wednesday. And then I knew they would have internet, because all places where you're going to have to wait nowadays have Wi-Fi. So I took my work laptop with me. I went to Discount Tire, and I worked from there. And it only took about an hour, I guess. And I went ahead and worked remote for the rest of the afternoon, or the rest of the morning, because I needed to come home for lunch to feed Sydney. And I was like, eh, I don't want to get there and spend an hour at my desk and then turn right back around and come home. So I worked the rest of the morning at home, and then I fed Sydney, had my lunch, and then went back to work. And that was successful. I have not cleaned out a box today, though. So I had a one box a day goal, as I was saying, and I haven't completed that today. So when I get done recording, I'm probably going to go out in the garage and try to find an easy box. Although if I keep choosing the easy boxes, I'm going to have nothing but hard boxes left. And I don't know that I have any easy, air quotes, easy boxes left. But I may do that. The other thing I wanted to mention is I made a little purchase. I bought a toy last night, and I'm really excited about it. So I'm traveling to California. I think I mentioned I'm traveling to California for work, and I'm going to be gone next week, but I have the Newsies musical coming up in February, and I've already gotten the sheet music for it. And I've been wanting to practice, although I haven't had time yet to really sit down and look at it and practice, but I was thinking, oh, it would be really good to be able to practice in California, because I'm just going to be going to the hotel at night. I'm not really going to be going out, you know, or doing anything. I'm just going to be going back to the hotel and watching Netflix all by myself or something. You know, I don't have any. I'm trying to watch what I'm eating, so I'm going to, hopefully I won't go out to eat a whole lot. I'm hoping to just buy some microwave dinners and put them in the refrigerator and have those at night. And I've always been, not always, but I mean, for a long time, I've been looking at this thing called a pocket trumpet. And it's probably half the length, half the size of a normal trumpet. And for the most part, you can buy one that's good enough to play in a performance. But for the most part, trumpet players use them for practice trumpets if they want to travel with them. So I bought a pocket trumpet. And I'll put a picture in this post on Twitter. And I'm going to take it with me to California. It's supposed to arrive on Friday, so we'll see how that goes. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.